Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me okay? Hope so. So, right? We got the DJ we're fighting against. But thanks for spending a couple minutes with us. We're going to talk a little bit about some work that we've done to extend the Skype for Business SDKs, specifically around a virtual healthcare scenario. This is a slide that you'll see a lot. Is that any better? Can you hear me? It's not very good, is it? Can you hear me all right back there? So this is a slide that you'll see a lot throughout the week when we talk about office extensibility. What we're trying to paint is the different ways that you can extend Office and the canvases that Office can be extended into. Directly into documents, into conversations, Skype for Business, also into Teams, into Pages, Web Parts, we think about that for SharePoint. And then also embedded canvases, where you can take functionality of Office and embed it directly into your own application, whether it's a web app, iOS, Android, etc., that you can embed functionality from Office through its SDKs directly into an application. And that's what we're going to show you today around some specific scenarios for that we are using around virtual healthcare.
So within the Office 365 platform, we offer a Skype communications developer platform that lets developers actually embed Skype capabilities directly within their own applications. And so the area that we're going to focus on here for this platform is how you can actually bring embedded communication capabilities directly within a specific workflow for healthcare to enable this virtual health scenario.
As you've seen and heard a lot today, Office 365 has an enormous footprint in the enterprise. And in the enterprise, we have customers who are always asking about how can they take those same services and align them to specific business scenarios that they have. One of these industries that we hear a lot of that from is from healthcare, where they want to enable new workloads for reaching out to patients to service them, either before or after care, or even to colleagues. And so because we have a lot of demand for that, we want to show the capability of it. What we've done is actually, we've actually built some templates where we've taken these SDKs and gone and done the web development work and done the whole scenario of patient portals, lobbies, joined from a doctor's perspective, joined from a patient's perspective, done that entire project, taken it and open sourced it. So this is up in GitHub now. You can go out there, grab everything we're going to show to you right now in these demos is available in GitHub, and you can go out there and with a sprint, go and have your own proof of concept ready to show how you can take advantage of Skype for Business to light up a virtual healthcare scenario. I think the other thing you'll be able to see is that, of course, this is looking at it from a healthcare scenario, but you can squint and see how this could be used for other virtual consults, right? Whether it's in financial services, whether it's a customer service scenario, but this one is using it in a virtual healthcare scenario.
The templates contain a few key technology pieces and SDKs that we offer as a part of the platform. And so I'm just going to call out a couple of those before we jump into live demo. So one of the major components that we use is something we call our Skype Web SDK. The Web SDK is essentially a JavaScript library that you can use to actually embed video consults directly within a web browser page without having to require a user to download a full thick client. So you can embed these experiences within a web app, customize the UI, and enable a range of capabilities that actually allow us to connect both internal physicians through a web browser, as well as external patients coming in directly through a web browser to get connected to their physician. So the requirements for these are very, very simple. The templates are all open source on GitHub. They're designed to work with any Skype for Business online customer. So there's no additional components that you need to install. You just need Skype for Business Online. The templates are designed specifically to be deployed to Azure. So they're designed to be deployed to an Azure app service for some of the back-end components. And then we have simple web pages for the front-end pieces. So this is available really for anybody. You can go and get the SDKs and take a look at the templates. Some of the modules that we've included, so the way we designed it is there's a lot of different features that are in the templates, but it's all open source. You can basically pick and choose functionality that you want to use. It's all built on the Skype SDK. We really showed you how to put it together in an end-to-end type scenario. So we've included features like a patient and provider web portal. We've included a customized virtual lobby for healthcare. We've actually even included a bot built using the Microsoft Bot framework to actually be able to schedule meetings and generate those virtual consults, as well as send appointment notifications over to patients. So let's get out of the slides. Let's actually go take a look at a live demo. First, what I want to point out, I'll jump out of the slides, is like Dan mentioned, this code is all available on GitHub. So nothing that I'm showing here is not available. It's out of the box here within the Office Dev repo. We have various components that we've included, including the Azure App Service, as well as components for doing the bot with Bot Framework, as well as some of the web client components that show you how to embed the video within a web page. This is available on GitHub. Let's go take a look at a live demo of what we have here. So we actually went and just deployed these to a test tenant earlier. So what you're actually going to see is exactly the same code that's available for you out of the box if you follow the deployment steps. What we have here, this is just a simple web dashboard. What we have is a way for you to actually do the scheduling portion of those virtual consults. You can see here I have a list of appointments that we've already scheduled. What we have a module for is actually being able to book a meeting. So this could be exposed, for example, to a patient or an administrator within the hospital. So we have a simple picker. I'm actually going to go through and just show what it looks like. I'm going to schedule an appointment. So let's go and do this on let's do this on June 1st. I'll set an appointment. I can see I've got some time slots available. This is actually based on a SharePoint list module that can actually, you can customize how these appointments appear within here. So I'm going to go, let's do June 1st at 5 p.m. I'm going to do an appointment with Dan Canning over here. Dan's going to be my patient for today. I'll enter an email here, my test email, just so Dan is actually going to receive an appointment notification at this email. So we integrate with Graph API to actually send that appointment notification. We've also included a template for how you can do basic surveys for a patient before the virtual consult. I'll go ahead and book the appointment. So this is actually now going to go book the appointment within the backend service here, as well as go and send out an email notification to that patient email that I put there. And so Dan is over on the patient machine here. He actually will receive an email that has that link for him to join the virtual console.
And that email can be completely customized however you want it.
Exactly. So the email is customized. He'll get a link. The link will actually not launch him into Skype. It'll launch him into a custom web browser experience, and he'll be joined into the consult that way. So you can see on this list, I just booked this appointment. I'm playing Dr. Lee Ben today. We can see I've got an appointment with Dan Canning here. One other component I want to show is we actually showed how you can integrate with Bot Framework to do that same meeting booking functionality. Instead of through that UI here, I can actually go and use a bot to schedule that appointment. So I'm going to go here and I'm going to say, just show you how that works. I'm going to say book appointments on Friday. So let's go, and hopefully it'll return back some dates with my bot. It's searching for dates that are available, appointments that are available. It's going to return me back those available appointments. I can go, let's say I want to select, the 7 p.m. appointment. It's going to ask me for a couple pieces of information to go book the appointment. Cool thing about this bot is because it's built with Bot Framework, this could be exposed through any consumer channel within Bot Framework. You could expose this to patients in Facebook Messenger, Skype Consumer, web chat, like the widget you're seeing here. So I'll go and enter a name. We already booked one for Dan, so let's just do test patient. It'll ask me the name of the patient. It'll give me an email. I'll just enter my email here. And then it's going to ask, do you want to book it? I'll say, yep, let's go book that appointment. And again, same functionality that you saw in the UI, we've now done in a conversational canvas to go and schedule that meeting. So it'll go and book it. It'll let me know. Great. It sent out an email notification. So now we've seen that same booking of the meeting with a bot. We've got a booking meeting here. So I booked one with Dan already. What we're going to do in this web browser is show the physician experience. And Dan is actually going to click this link on his machine and join as a patient. So I'm going to join as the physician here. This is going to load the virtual consult. You can see that I'm staying directly within the web page here. I'm getting started in the virtual consult. Over on the left side, you'll see that I actually have the patient care team. So I'm getting a notification, do I want to allow my webcam? I'll say yes. We're in Edge browser, so this is fully plug-in-less media. We can see that my video is now starting. For some reason, we're getting a nice sideways video on my demo, but that's okay. We see I've got a user in the lobby over here. So this is the custom lobby that we have as a part of the templates. I'm going to go and admit Dan. So Dan is just waiting in the virtual lobby. He clicked on the link. I'll go and admit him. And we'll see that Dan's now going to join this conference. He'll be asked, do you want to start your video? He'll go and say, yes, I'll start my video. And we'll see Dan's connected. So I've got a virtual console with Dan. Now we've got his video in the webpage. Of course, this is just my demo where the video is getting put sideways, but we have a preview window for my self video, and then I can see Dan's video. So this experience video console, it's now happening directly in the webpage. The patient didn't need any particular Skype account to get joined into the conference. He's just got a web browser able to join into a secure Skype for Business meeting. And me as a physician, I'm an Office 365 user, and now we're connected over a video console. And like Dan's saying, Office 365 and Skype for Business can be enabled for HIPAA compliance. So this is a secure solution to bring in external users to have a video consult with internal physicians within the enterprise. I have additional functionality here. So of course, because this is Skype for Business, I have the ability to do instant messaging. So let's go over here. Let's say, you know, I want to send an instant message over to Dan. I'll send that. Dan will get the message over here on his machine. I'll just click send message. And Dan can actually then reply back to me from the chat window. So if you want to send me a message, Dan. And it's a long message. There you go. He needs help with his sideways video, so I'll help him out with that afterwards. So we got all the modalities. I also have the ability to do internal care team collaboration. Using the web SDK, we can actually embed direct conversations within the enterprise, so not just these external consults. So I've got a list of the care team here. I can actually go start an instant message with one of those care teams who is another Skype for Business user. I can see that they're available within this webpage. So this is all just built on the SDKs available to anybody that has Skype for Business online. But now we've just enabled an end-to-end remote advisor scenario directly from two web pages just using the Skype for Business platform. So this code, these templates are available for you on GitHub. You can go today and actually go check those out and take a look at the features that are available there. So let's jump back over to our slides. And we'll pull that up.
Yeah, so just to finish up, to recap, all of the work that you saw that was done there is something that you can go do as a developer, right? The SDKs are available, the documentation is there for you to do that. But we wanted to be able to accelerate those scenarios for you, and that's why we did those entire projects, so you can pick it up and hopefully without too much work, you know, the way that we try to position it is, you know, give it a sprint, and at the end, you'll have your own proof of concept, right? If you're an ISV, it's something you can look to, how could you proof of concept that into your own application? If you're an SI or working internally at your own enterprise, it's something you could rapidly put together and enable those scenarios with, once again, kind of all taking advantage of the native licenses. That's one of the value props is, you know, someone can build a virtual console and they don't have any additional licensing for another video platform, right? It's taking advantage of Office 365 as that platform uses Graph, as we mentioned, for the scheduling. And so it's really kind of showing the value of, hey, here's Office that can be used as a platform to light up business specific scenarios with extensibility. And that's what we're showing.
So you may be wondering why I have a HoloLens out here. Just to close out the session, we wanted to show you a bit about the future and what's coming. So what we've actually done is a prototype here of how we can enable that same remote advisor scenario that you just saw going from web page to web page and actually pull in some richer video experiences through HoloLens. And so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to play the role of a physician who's meeting with a patient. And Dan is actually going to be a remote physician on Skype for Business. And what I want to do is I actually need to bring in a specialist into my patient appointment so that I can get a second opinion. And to do that, I'm actually going to use HoloLens to connect video to Dan, who's over on Skype for Business. So we'll see that Dan is just over here on his Skype for Business client. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to start a video call from the HoloLens as I'm meeting with this patient so that I can give Dan a full 360-degree view of the patient that I'm meeting with. So I'm going to place that call, And Dan is actually now going to receive, as I place that call, he's going to receive an incoming invitation for that call. And what we'll see is that we're now getting video connected from my point of view over to Dan, who's a physician on Skype for Business. So this is the exact same remote advisor scenario you just saw from webpage to webpage, but now we've prototyped that using HoloLens to connect over to Skype for Business. So for example, I might be looking at a patient, need to check out Dan. Dan's in for some shoulder pain, for example.
Slide clicking.
I might want to give him a closer view just so he can see what I'm looking at. I may even want to just make sure that, you know, I can point out specific issues here. So Dan, yeah, I think the issue seems to be right there. You know, I can, you know, request to that remote physician, make sure that looks good. Yeah, if that looks good, you know, I'm going to save this image over to your EHR record so that I can look at that later. And then we'll, you know, continue on with the exam. So this is really a prototype that shows you how that remote advisor scenario can now be extended to additional experiences with HoloLens. Now we have the richness of this full video consult where my external physician can see my point of view. So this can extend, like Dan was saying, beyond healthcare scenarios into a range of different verticals and industries. We see a lot of interest within the healthcare space, and there's a lot of opportunities that we've enabled with these templates, but there's opportunities across all industries to use this remote advisor scenario.
And so then I think we just close up kind of once again showing you that that this is out there today right now for you. And we're always looking for, we're always looking for great stories about this. So as you look to maybe take these templates, go run with them yourselves, whether it's in your enterprise, whether it's with a customer, whether it's in the roadmap for your own applications, keep us involved. Let us know what you're building. We're always excited to tell great stories of people who are extending our platforms and extending Skype for Business. So we look forward to talking to you over in our section of the booth earlier for Skype for Business under the Office platform. And then if you go out there, grab these templates, do work, keep in contact with us. We'd love to hear what you're doing and be able to help you tell those stories as well. So thank you. That's our session.
Thank you.